Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
Welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
I have been shattered. There is no more glass.
I almost, when you said shat, I was like, that Will Shat commercial. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think
he's so. Like, I'll have to check it. Transports in, it's a Raisin Bran commercial for like... that they're playing right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, Will Shat.
Will Shat. Will Shat.
Yeah. And then he's like, he's like, Will Shat? Will Shat. And then he's like, Will Shat on my car.
Almost no.
Like the
I
just shipped my man.
Oh no.
From the Kmart Blue Light special days. Like, I was just like, this is great. I'm like, I like it. And plus he was like having fun with it too, but They were transporting him and stuff. It was quite funny.
Hilarious. Oh boy. So
this is the first or listen, we've done more episodes so far this year.
Yeah, we've done like one or two this year.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember. It's been so long. But yeah, so Toy Fair happened.
Yeah,
so we got New York Toy Fair behind us.
Yeah, I hadn't seen a whole heck of a lot come out of it, other than things that I was kind of expecting anyway.
What were you expecting? Because I didn't pay attention to it either, and then I caught the recap, and I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
To be honest, like I knew they were going to do more Studio Series 86 crap.
Right. Yeah.
Did Beast Wars get any love for its 30th anniversary? Nope.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well,
we still got a few more months.
They're on an apology tour for the movie. They're like, we don't really. Beast Wars is not on our radar right now. And it's like 25 years since Red.
Yep.
And it's that's why BotCon is like smattered with Beast Wars, G1, and Rid actors.
Yep.
Which I would have loved to have gone. However, it's smack in the middle of my vacation that I'm taking with my family. And then on top of it, it's in LA. If it were, like, I wish they were in like Denver because I would have been like, I don't really care. I'm going. But
you mean
they're always in Chicago or. Yeah, we're in LA.
DefCon, because I don't think BotCon's doing anything. TFCon. I don't think BotCon's doing a damn thing for being the official convention of Transformers.
They used to be the official.
Yeah, they used to be.
They are having a BotCon in July.
In July, Matrixes grow there.
Yeah, so they've got a, speaking of BotCon, since we're on that subject, July 10th through the 12th at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center, and then they've got like a BotCon box, which looks like a pile of garbage. It's like those stupid loot crates. An exclusive Yellow Park Versus set, souvenir pin, badge and lanyard, t-shirt, comic, metal cardboard box. Or card bot toy, Blockies kits, BotCon Legacy Fiction Bundle, BotCon Legacy Exclusive Toy, Mystery Item.
I see, if I still lived in Chicago, that would be cool. But no.
Yeah, and they've got Neil Ross going. That's the only guest they have announced so far.
Yeah.
No. And
TFCon is where it's at anyway. I mean, honestly, that. TFCon cares more about it all around. Like, they care more about the brand. They care more about the voice actors and the people that were working on the stuff and whatever, like, BotCon don't care. Like, they just don't.
Oh, they got Sue Blue going, but
okay.
Yeah, it's they're kind of the old hat, second fiddle. Like, TFCon came in and swooped and stole their thunder while they were, like, out of commission. And
yeah, pretty much.
I do think that TFCon is run better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of the two that I went to, like, I did go to TFCon in Mississauga, Ontario, and then I went to TFCon, or not TFCon, but I went to BotCon in Chicago. So yeah, they're gonna have the original, you know, a lot of original actors for everything on there, and then there's a ton of sponsors for the event, whereas, like, BotCon doesn't have diddly squat.
No.
So yeah, I'm excited for what they're doing with it. I wish I could go, but yeah, it's just not in the cards for me this year.
Yeah.
Especially with it being in LA, I would have loved to have met all the Beast Wars cast. And they're reasonably priced for their autograph stuff.
Yeah, absolutely they are.
Like, Gary gave it, or, like, you know, $40, or Welker's like 100, but it's freaking Welker.
Yeah, that was the other thing that was so crazy that I noticed with the advertising for TFCon. It was like, Peter Cullen and Frank Welker autograph opportunities together. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they're $100
a piece. And I'm like, no, I understand that, but like, I didn't realize this year they got them both together at, like, I knew the convention was in LA, but I didn't think they were going to get both Optimus and Megatron together at the same at the same TFCon. And then I remembered, all right, it's the 40th anniversary of the movie. As long as the convention's in LA, of course they're going to get Optimus and Megatron at the same damn TFCon. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm not complaining about it. I think it's awesome. I think it's great.
If I could afford, I agree with you.
Yeah. If I could afford $200, if I could afford any of it to go out there, sure, great, fine, awesome, whatever. I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing. But when I saw that photo of the two of them together, and then the Optimus and the Mega, how they did the promotion for the social media stuff, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I literally did a double take. I almost did a triple take. I'm like, oh, literally I did that. I'm like, oh, great. I'm Tim Allen grunting now. Cause I was like, wait, okay. So that's what they're doing. I'll never go to conventions. Never. I can't leave my house. Anyway, but yeah, no, TFCon's where it's at, folks. BotCon is not exactly, like, I'm on the BotCon premium, whatever. It's not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. Some $89 for the premium box. I thought it would be more expensive than that, but it is what it is. But I ain't going to BotCon.
I just remember when they had actually good stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And their BotCon kits. And
yeah.
And now we're sitting here with, like, well, that sucks.
Well, like, my biggest problem with this BotCon image that they have on their website, the BotCon box thing, I need to look at the actual image here and see what it actually entails, because I don't know what it entails. So let me take a look at this really quick, because if, like, the box contents, I can't see the thing open, damn it. Oh, if this image doesn't open in 2 seconds, it takes forever.
Well, that's what I was reading to you, is the
Wait a minute. What? Oh, are you kidding me? I know you read earlier, but BotCon exclusive YOLO Park versus set. So you're telling me that BotCon set is now wrong. I'm not trapped on YOLO Park. YOLO Park is fine. They're cool. I've got a couple of them, which I need to send to you anyway, because I just don't care. But anyway, the point is, like, we've gone from having amazing BotCon, fully tooled, transformable figures, and this, that, and the other thing, to YOLO Park figures as BotCon exclusives. Oh,
wah, wah.
Yeah. F the hell off. Get the out of here, BotCon. You suck. TFCon forever. BotCon will never be the same. BotCon's a joke. BotCon is officially at joke status, in my personal opinion, at this point. They cannot recover from this. And again, I don't blame YOLO Park at all. Great for YOLO Park if they can get people to buy this shit from BotCon. And when I say this shit, I mean the BotCon packaging stuff, not their specific toys. Again, I don't blame YOLO Park, but nope, not a thing. That's unfortunate. That's very oh my God. Oh, wow. Wow, you guys, how far you have fallen, BotCon. How far you have fallen. Oh, so, yeah. Those are the conventions we have, folks. Go to TFCon instead of BotCon. Make good choices. Go to TFCon. Because TFCon, like, for years, like, literally, since... When did we start ToyCast? 2010? I think it was 2010, 2009, 2010. Somewhere around there. I forget when I started ToyCast off the top of my head. But literally, it was like at the beginning of the GeekCast Radio Network when we started ToyCast. It was at least within the first year. One of the things we did was I reached out, or maybe he reached out to me. I forget. Because he was one of the founding members of ToyCast, was... Protoman, we brought Protoman along with us, was when Optimus Scourge was still alive, when Gary Clark was still alive. He's like, hey, let's have Protoman come on, because, you know, I do all this stuff with TFCon and everything else. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And we had Protoman on for several of the early episodes and everything else. And Protoman and I share a very unique, shared interest in a certain character. You might know him, you know, Hot Rod, Rodimus Prime, etc.
Yeah.
The best Autobot leader ever, etc., etc., etc. I said the best Autobot leader ever. I didn't say the best Maximal leader ever. Huge difference. So ever since then, I've all and I can tried to reach out to Proto Man, and I say, hey, do you want to do a TFCon pre-show? Do you want to do a post-show? How do you want to do this? Blah, blah, blah. So those early years of ToyCast, from I think 2010 to 2013, every year we would do a TFCon pre-show and post-show for the Canada show, because that's the one that he had a big hand in. We didn't do one for the USA show, because I don't even think they had the USA show at the time. So, but yeah, no, absolutely. TFCon, far superior. At least this year. So, yeah. But look, man, BotCon has really, seriously, BotCon hadn't been a thing for me in 10 years. 2016 in Louisville, Kentucky was the final original BotCon. Ever since then, it hadn't been a thing.
No, I agree.
And every
with you.
Time any every time anyone talks about BotCon this, BotCon that, and I'm like, BotCon who? Like, that thing died 10 years ago. All right. Up next, we got the Toy Fair, Transformers Toy Fair stuff. I sent you an image of my Autobot Megatron that my good buddy Brad built for me and sent to me, essentially a gift. And because that was really the only one I wanted, like, because I don't do these, like, I can't build these things. These are blockies or model kits. So these are blockies, Transformers, and I got too fat of fingers. I can only use one hand. Hell, I can barely use that hand now after the ulnar nerve and carpal tunnel surgery I had last year. But anyway, but we got blockies shown off at New York Toy Fair this year. We got RC, Mirage, Bombshell, a bunch of others. So we got all of that, and they look so darn cool. Absolutely love them. We got Optimus with the axe. We got a Cheetor there. We got Astro Train. And, I might have to have Brad get me this one. Just get me both of them, actually. We got in Beast Mode and in Robot Mode. Beast Wars Megatron. That Beast Mode with the fire out his mouth, man. And I know you hate these because they're blind boxed. I thought there was a way to get them, though. I thought there was a way to get them where they weren't blind boxed.
I don't think besides so. I think that they're going all to the second blind box.
Really?
Yeah, because the
I'll have to ask Brad.
Because the Megatron and the Primal are cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Jetfire.
Look, Tiny Unicron.
Tiny or like Unicron. Well, you can get the Megatron with the chair in there, like, see the translucent.
He hasn't replied to me, but I already messaged Brad. And I'm like, Megatron, in chair, please, whenever you can, let me know.
When it comes to Shockwave, doesn't he?
I don't know if he, with the gun?
Yeah, because there's a Shockwave that's translucent on his, he's holding them.
He's holding them, yeah. Yeah, that is very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. So yeah, I like these blocks because, again, like the point of me sending you the image of my Autobot Megatron and my core class Sound Blaster is like, yes, these are going to take up like your top shelves, like the top of your shelf, not the very top, like, oh my God, but like they're tiny. They're not. I don't know. It's not like a normal size, like a leader class or a Voyager class, or like they're desk formers to me. Like they're something I could put on my desk. Like literally, I've had that Sound Blaster on the like in the very front of my monitor, the monitor stand, the base, the spine, the arm, whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
The leg of the monitor. I've had that sound that even though that's core class Sound Blaster, it's not a blocky. I've had that Sound Blaster sitting back there for the last 4 years that I've lived in this apartment. It's a tiny little thing that I can, hi Sound Blaster, whatever. It's a tiny little thing in the background. Same thing with Blocky's Megatron. I've had him sitting on various positions on my desk, like it's not even, it's just a funny little thing.
Yeah, the only one I would like is the robot mode Primal
Megatron. And
Megatron,
yeah.
Yep. Because, like, I don't care about the beast mode. I'm like, it just looks like a crappy dinosaur toy.
Stop it!
It does. I mean, if you had, I could print the flame thing and I can throw it in the robot mode.
Oh, Lord.
To me, it's the robot mode head. So,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I think they're neat. Like I don't dislike them. I think that they're kind of cool for what they are.
Yeah.
That bombshell, man. That bombshell looks crazy good. Oh, man, I didn't see the Trypticon. Holy crap. But that purple Megatron, like, wow. Just freaking wow.
Yeah, the translucent Megatron and then the Beast Megatron are probably my favorite two out of that group.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely.
They're so tiny.
Yep. They're so tiny.
It would literally just sit on my desk and that's fine. Like, I would just have it at work.
Yep. That's all you need.
I work for Cybertron Megatron on my credenza at work. So
there you go. All right, folks, we're going to drop dead. I can talk.
I thought you were going to say we're going to drop.
It's over, Prime.
It's over, Prime.
So are we jumping into more toys? Are we jumping into the comics?
Jump into the comics. I was trying to go in order.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, no. We are going to cover the G.I. Joe stuff because it actually does have to do with Transformers. So we do have to cover some of the G.I. Joe comics because it's got Transformers in it. With the Transformers arriving March 11th, 2026, we got Transformers number 30. This has Alita 1 on the cover. End of story arc. Who will lead the Autobots? It's Optimus Prime versus Alita 1, and the future of the Autobots hangs in the balance. One shall stand, and one, you know the rest. Oh, boy. This arc has been... it's been good, but it's been slow going. So this arc, issues 25 to 30, this is the first time that it's been Robert Kirkman picking up the writing because Daniel Warren Johnson's arc stopped at issue 24 and he left the book, thank God, actually. I've liked this arc to this point. Issue 29 just came out recently. I think it was February 11th or 12th, something like that. But I'm curious to see and actually be able to read how this one ends. And I think sometimes some of the variant covers, like there's a variant cover that's listed here that would be better. The one that I like is the Megatron one with Rumble and Ravage. I think that would have been better than the Alita 1 cover, even though Alita is the main core part of the story. But it is what it is. And then in April for Transformers, we will get... where is it? In April, we will get Transformers 31, which is the new story arc. The secret of Megatron revealed. Megatron has a vision that will change the course of his life, and no one in the Energon universe is safe. So this is coming out April 8th, and this is, I think, continuing the... even though it's a story arc, this is kind of continuing the Megatron one-shotted kind of stories. So they started this back in issue 19, where they kind of have a one-shot Megatron story thing where they're trying to give you his origin. So instead of doing a separate Megatron mini-series where it's his origin and do it in 5 issues, they're mixing it into the Skybound Under Image is doing weird things with how they release the comic. Like, they'll do issues 12 to 17 and that'll be a story arc. And then issue 18 will be a specific individual issue
to whatever, and it's really, really strange. So that's coming in April. Also coming in April is volume 5, which is the collected edition for it's collected edition April 28th sees the release of the collected edition for this arc. Funny enough. So the arc I just mentioned, issues 25 to 30, we'll see that. And everybody was up in arms because what did they name this trade paperback? Transformers Trade Paperback Volume 5, Generation 1. Everybody was up in a. Everybody's like, oh my God, how dare you name it that? Oh my God, oh my God. Look at the fucking cover, people. Sorry. Look at the cover. The cover is Optimus Prime in alt mode, in robot mode. It's his giant head on the cover. Look at the bottom of the cover. It's Optimus Prime in alt mode with his other Autobots. And then it's Starscream and the Jets in his like chest windshield. Like it emotes Generation 1. Like, get over it, people. Just get over it. And then also coming, April's loaded, because that same day you get Transformers Deluxe Edition Hardcover Book Volume 2. This collects Transformers 13 to 24, and then the stories from the Energon Universe Special 2024 and 2025. So the free comic book day issues from 2024 and 2025. If you want the hardcover editions, which I do highly recommend. I don't have any of these yet, but I've heard from people who have these and they absolutely love them as collected edition, like full on display pieces. And you get literally everything like in it. It's awesome. It's great. It's fun. It's fun. So it's very, very awesome for that. And like I said, really quick with G.I. Joe, make sure that I have the right thing here. Are we past? Yes, I think we are. Where are we on that? Literally, as we're recording this today, we had the release of G.I. Joe number 19. G.I. Joe number 19 begins Joe versus Transformer. The secret is out. When Duke discovers that Clutch has been hiding the Autobot Hound from the Joes, can anyone stop him from putting down Hound permanently? Dun, dun, dun. I literally just got this comic this morning. I have not read it yet, but it has been coming because Clutch and Hound have been working in tandem behind the scenes and behind Duke's back and all of this and all of that and everything else. And then the only other one I will read from this is coming next month in March, where Optimus Prime and Duke meet for the first time. What does this mean for the future of the Energon universe? Dun, dun, dun. So the thing with this is G.I. Joe. And Transformers. Cobra Commander found the Energon. And they've been experimenting with it. And they've been doing weird things with it and things like that. And all of this and all of that. And it's supposed to all tie in. Also, within the G.I. Joe universe, we've seen the introduction of Miles Mayhem from Mask. We've also seen the introduction, but we haven't seen anything further from him, the introduction of Matt Tracker from Mask. And we've heard from Robert Kirkman over at Skybound that at some point in the future, Mask will fully be introduced, whether that's in G.I. Joe or they get their actual own comic book series themselves. I'm hoping that's the case. But Mask will be introduced fully. We've actually already seen Venom fly off in his switchblade copter. They don't actually call it the switchblade. They call it something else, which I think is silly. They should have just called it the switchblade. But anyway, but yeah, so that's the comics. That's what's going on in the Energon universe. Back to the toys. Toy Fair Hasbro booth part one. Oh boy, there's lots here. Hasbro booth part one. What do we got over here? There literally was a lot with this. So much. So this is the Studio Series and Age of the Primes figures. We get, who is Bruticus, right? Yeah, that's Bruticus, yeah, Bruticus with Shockwave on his shoulder.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. They were like, oh, he's got a fusion cannon on his shoulder.
That's more than a fusion cannon. That's like a whole thing. But we got movie Grimlock, right? In that first set there.
Yes.
Right?
It's from the it's from the Last Night or whatever.
Well, yeah. That's what I thought. So we got movie Grimlock. Very cool, very cool. Movie Megatron, very cool, very cool. Okay, too many pictures of the feet, and we don't need all that, guys.
They like feet pics. And then
we don't need TFW 4chan, thank you. That's a good one. We got Bruticus with the fusion cannon of Shockwave on his shoulder. That is very cool. Oh, God, gotta stop with the crotch shots. We got Swindle. Swindle looks great.
Mm-hmm. Swindle looks really cool, actually.
Yeah, he does. What is this Optimus Prime and Starscream? Why is Optimus playing hockey?
So the previous picture, it's got Samurai, Bumblebee, and Megatron, and Samurai, Optimus, and
Starscream. That's what it is. I just couldn't read the... See that? Yeah. Took these photos. Okay, like I'm not even trying to like fully like have my face like meshed up to against my screen. I can barely read the Age of the Samurai thing there, but you can't even read any text on the card with Optimus and Starscream.
No, it's washed out.
Yeah.
It's the angle.
Yeah.
It's a timelines thing. I was like, I was looking at it. I was going, you know, I would love them to do a timelines and hit some errors that they haven't in some time. Yeah. Some old BotCon stuff.
I mean, I like the fact that it's a samurai thing. It's something different. It's something we don't get very often. Like, I think it's cool that they did a samurai thing. That's fine. Whatever, it's something different and new, and it's not the same old. It is a G1 Optimus kind of, but it's a samurai. It's Optimus is a samurai. I think that's cool, but I just want better fucking photographs. Sorry. Okay, more of Shockwave on Bruticus's shoulder. How many shots of this do you need?
Apparently, they don't have enough.
They aren't all the same. I thought for a second they were repeating. But we got new Optimus here with a chainsaw Bumblebee? Wait, no, that's not right. It's just a chainsaw accessory. And then Bumblebee. Bumblebee looks good. He's got all kinds of guns all over him. I don't know if I like this Optimus alt mode, though. That looks weird to me.
It does look really weird.
It looks weird. Like
it looks like Prime like forgot how to transform, and he's like, "Hey, I got this Energon cutter."
Yeah, like what the hell? Kind of reminds me of Prime. Can you transform?
I'll try.
And I know I'm doing a piss poor Peter Cullen. That's kind of the point. Ratchet. Oh, this is it. This is Deluxe Age of the Prime. Not might be Deluxe. This is Age of the Prime's animated Ratchet. He looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks good. And they even got the broken crest. Very cool. Very cool. And then who is this? This is odd. I can't see his. Who's after Ratchet? I can't. I'm not looking at. Oh, wait.
I don't know who this guy is. Like,
let me look in the thing here. Deluxe TF1 Orion Pax, Devastation, Wave 2 Prime, Cliff Jumper, Power Glide, Animated Ratchet, TF Prime, Smoke Screen, and Swerve. Maybe, no, it's not. Maybe, no. Who is that? Huh. I have no idea.
I think. Is it Swerve?
No. Is it Swerve? Really? It is. I think it is. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If we're wrong, folks. Sure,
the point is, I didn't know who it was by looking at it because it was not readily, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the deal with Power Glide and this ugly ass mask? What's the deal with that stuff?
Did he use that in an episode?
I don't remember.
I feel like we've seen some of these photos already.
Well, we have, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and this is. When I first saw the, I think this is the Liege Maximo guy, the green one, the green ugly thing.
Yes.
When I first saw him, I'm like, what in the hell kind of alt mode is that? Because I'm like, that's ugly as hell. Who the hell would want that alt mode in their collection? Because it's ugly as hell. Yes, that is Leech. Okay, good. I was right. Oh my God, that alt mode is disgusting. Like, I get it. It's a different character. It's not a truck. It's not a plane. It's not a gun. It's not a dinosaur. It's a. It looks like a creature from under the sea. It looks like something King Triton spit up or something. I don't know. It's just really weird.
And we get Sideways so from Armada weird. And we get Nexus Prime and then we get a lot of the Bruticus, and then we get the Optimus Prime and Megatron Damaged.
No, take it back. Send it back. Send it back. No, don't nobody want. Lacey, I don't want that. Why I don't want Optimus, damn it. Why I don't want a damaged Optimus Prime is, what if I want to keep Optimus in his alt mode, and I know I can just buy the other one that isn't damaged, which is what I would probably do anyway. But like, why would you want a damaged Optimus Prime, have him in alt mode, and have a stick hanging out his bump? No. Oh, Mr. Optimus Prime, you've been in a car accident. Call on Star today, Optimus Prime. Like, hello, I'm Optimus Prime. I've been in a car accident. We'll be right there, Mr. O Prime. No, don't stop. here we go. Let's go fishing. Studio Series 86 Hot Rod.
Yeah, it looked like he was peeing on the image for a second, but.
No, that's not.
From the smaller image, it looked like he was peeing on Scrooge.
Wait, this. Oh, yeah, no.
Leaking lubricants.
Yeah, no, that's not what not what's going on there. And then, yeah, we got Scourge.
But it could be.
We got Scourge, we got Hound. And the. Oh, boy. The one we've all been waiting for. Spare me this mockery of justice.
Krennic.
Feed him. Feed him to the Sharktacons.
Feed him to the Sharktacons.
There you go. Finally, after 40 years, we get a Krennic. He looks awesome. He looks so cool.
I don't care about his alt mode that much, but the robot mode looks so good. Damn. And then there's Sunstreaker and Wheeljack and whatever. More Shockwave. Skywarp. Oh, and I did read somewhere, or I saw somewhere, that everyone's like, oh, we got Skywarp and we get Thundercracker. What about Starscream? Which is something I've been saying since Thundercracker and Skywarp were announced. Yes, I saw somewhere recently, last couple of days, that yes, they are. I think it was in the fan stream. Yes, they're probably going to do Starscream later this year at some point.
What are they going to do? Release Burned Feet?
I don't know. I mean, as long as it had a crown on them, I guess they could do that. Speaking of a re-release or an update or a new toy that we really kind of didn't need this version of, other than one mode. Studio Series 86 Astro Train. I don't know what this thing, because I haven't looked at the pre-orders. I don't know what this thing is being. I don't know what the charge is for this thing. I have no idea what the cost is going to be for Studio Series 86 Astro Train. But the only reason why I would buy it, and I'm not buying it, is the train mode. Because the shuttle mode looks like ass. I don't like the shuttle mode at all. And the robot mode is just stupid. I don't like it. And the head sculpt is the best part of the robot mode. But that train mode would be better.
I was going to say, they've made better, you know, Astro Trains over the years.
Absolutely, they have. But that train mode, though, with the smoky pipe thing, with the smoky steam thing coming out of the front pipe there, that's purchasable enough alone just for that, to have a updated purple accurate train that would essentially go next to my original G1 version. Sure, fine, great, but at the same time, I don't want to buy it just for that. Like, I can't justify it. I don't care what price it is, just for that, because I would this specific toy, I would never take out a train mode. And my Generation 1 Astro Train, I transform that thing at least once every 3 months sometimes. Like, it's a fiddle toy for me sometimes. Not all the time, but, like, I'll transform it between its three modes every couple of months. I still put it back in train mode where it belongs. I like the train mode the best because it's all purple. But this, like, if this was a slightly dark, like, again, they need to go back and look at the animation model. That's the other thing with this. This is too light of a purple. Like, they need to, if they want toy accuracy, fine. Go back to the Generation 1 toy and look at that. Literally, it's dark purple. It ain't this light. But yeah, so that's that'd be Hasbro Toy Fair part booth part one. What are you have any other thoughts on this one?
No, I mean, I kind of expected all this. I'm just a little bummed that we didn't get anything, you know, for all the other anniversary type stuff.
Yeah, they're really leaning into the G1 stuff, because sadly, unfortunately, that's what makes them the money. I mean, yay, we still have all the stuff, but yeah. The Hasbro booth part two is the Cyberworld reveals. I asked, so when I made this script up, I made it up originally for a recording that I'll be a guest on another night, and I asked my other buddies, and I said, do we really care about this stuff? Because I wasn't sure. Because
I've never watched the Cyber World I've never watched the Cyber World cartoon thing. And I'm looking at these and I'm like, what are these? What? I don't understand. I have no knowledge. Like, okay, there's Shockwave with a red chest. Okay. There's not enough purple on that Shockwave for me. I don't know who the red, I don't know who the yellow and green guy is. I don't know. Yeah. That one kind of looks like Bombshell, but I don't know. You have any knowledge of these ones at all? Because, like, I'm ready to just blow past this. So
I've watched Cyberverse, or Cyberworld, not Cyberverse. Right. I'm a little behind. I haven't gotten past episode 12, so I have no idea. Like, I didn't know that, you know, Shockwave appears or Arachnid. I did know. Like, I didn't know Shock or Soundwave showed up either. Like, the bug guy, the Insecticon guy, I knew was there. Mm-hmm. Because he's been in there for a while, and some of the other guys. But yeah, I haven't really followed it all that closely. It's been pretty decent what I've seen of it, but it's not like the greatest Transformers show.
Yeah. And the photo after the last car picture photo, I don't know if that's supposed to be Bumblebee or who that's supposed to be. We get a Energon Surge, Cyberworld, Energon Surge. And then we get a photo of a giant shelf. And this giant shelf has Transformers the movie. It has other things. And is that a giant Unicron pillow? It's like the very last photo before they reset to the first photo. It's a giant Unicron pillow. Who the hell would want to sleep on a giant Unicron pillow? No. Just no.
Well, if you met Bull, you're going to get the horns.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Vinen. Yep. I said that to somebody the other day. What? They're like, what Bull? What horns? And I'm like, okay, clearly. You have not watched The Breakfast Club. And then the final story that I have. Oh, wait, that's the video. Whoops, that's not the right thing. How did that? Wait, what? Wait a minute. Oh, well, I thought I pulled up the. Okay. All right, well, we're just going to do the behind the scenes then, because that's the TFW link I have pulled up. We can't do the YouTube video. So they announced the first, well, at least for the 40th anniversary apology tour, the first Transformers roleplay toy for the next the year here. We have the Studio Series 86 Roleplay Matrix. Did you watch that stream?
No, I can't stand any of the streams with these guys because, like, it's just hype crap. Just show me the news.
Well, so the news is that we're getting a Transformers the Matrix roleplay toy that is backed by AA, but it also is backed by USB. It's light up. You can, it comes apart like it does in the movie. It has finger holes and all of these guys. Now, you've seen the streams before, right? So you've seen mm-hmm. Evan, you've seen Mark. Yes. Okay. So each of them have, obviously, because they're both different humans, they have different size hands.
So they, on the stream, they each put their fingers in the finger holes. God, that sounds weird to say, but they each, so the point is, my point is that they made the finger holes in the Matrix universal so that everyone's fingers, kids and adults, they will fit in order to light our darkest hour. And I don't know where it was. I don't think it was on Twitter. I think it was on Facebook, or maybe it was on Instagram. It was probably on Facebook, because Facebook seems to be... Oh, it was on Facebook, because it was in a Facebook group that I'm not actually in. That apparently Facebook allows you to make comments on groups that you're not actually in. This makes no sense to me whatsoever. Yes, I know I'm on a tear, but just let me go. So... I made a comment about this on Facebook. Somebody was like, oh, $125. It's too expensive. I'm not buying that. Blah, 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 blah. I already bought the Transformers 1 version of this. I don't need to buy this one. And I'm, oh, well, I already pre-ordered it. I didn't buy the other one. I'm good with this. I love 1986. I'm cool. And because it's AA batteries, with the USB with power, with, you know, power backup, I'm good. Somebody commented back to me, "Oh, but didn't they say it was USB?" Yes, it's USB. Of course it's mother USB. Do you not know that even though it's USB, USB still has, like, I still can plug a USB into my lamp. My lamp is still plugged in. That's still electricity. That's still power. Somebody is short of a couple of gigawatts over there in whatever Transformers group that was, because Jesus H, mother Christ, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? Do people not know how power works? You can't just plug in USB. Okay. Even if I plug in the USB matrix to my computer, my computer is still plugged into the wall. You're still drawing power from my eyes starting to twitch. Oh my God. Seriously, dude, like, how? All as I said was, yay, it's AA batteries and it is power backup, or it's electricity backup, or it has power. It also has power as a backup. And then I'm like, oh, but isn't it USB? You can't see this, but my eyes are rolling so hard in the back of my head. Do people not... And this is where Mike got into, you know, Hot Rod, and somehow Hot Rod let Mike crash out, because, yikes, and I hate that term. Absolutely hate, like, just let me give me my 1986 temper tantrum fit, whatever. Why do we have to have a new term for fits the temper tantrums or whatever? Why do we have to call it a crash out? Anyway, the Matrix, yay, role play, $125. It'll be here in July, at least according to Amazon.
I think it's pretty cool. Well, like, it's not something I'm going to physically purchase, because one, I don't have space, and two, it's just not something I'm going to go after.
Yeah.
But it is pretty stinking cool.
Yep. I mean, so the way that they were showing this off, and they've shown it off outside of the actual fan stream, so you don't have to, like, fast forward through the fan stream to find the section where they showed it off and whatever else. So it has whatever turn on sounds and whatever. But basically, when you open it, just like at the end of the movie, and I'm going to do this poorly because I know you're not going to insert the clip, which is fine. It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now. Clink. Yoink.
Arise, Rodimus Prime. Optimus? Question mark? And then a certain song will play. And that's what happens when you open it up. You hear, literally, they got the recording from the old Scotty Brothers record, probably. It's not a new recording. It's the original recording of The Touch. So when you open this thing up, it plays The Touch. So it's kinda like,
cool, though.
Yeah, no, it like, and again, for $125, you get a electronic filled, battery operated, power backed matrix that opens. It also comes with the stand. You can leave it on the stand. You can leave it on the stand lit up, so you don't actually have to open it. You can just leave it on there as a light up feature for your room. Like, you don't have to even leave it lit up. You can turn it off, like, whatever. It's a nice piece. It's an amazing piece to have, especially since it's the 40th anniversary of the movie. Okay, I'm done. Show over. I'm good. Last topic that I had.
On that note, thank you for listening to All Things Transformers. You can, of course, comment on this episode post on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can also contact us on email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. So until next time, transform and transcend.
Yeah.